A lot of proud parents right now around the triangle. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Congratulations for any of you who have a college or high school graduate. Cheers for the class of 2024. There have been so many high school graduations around the triangle this week, with no doubt more celebrations for your kids this weekend. If there's a grad that you would like to brag about, welcome to call in at any time, 919-860-1015. Also, proud parents out there, with the fact that it's the end of the school year, congratulations on that as well.
We got to do something about these graduation times. Do you guys know some of these graduations start at 8 p.m.?
Really?
These are all for the ones that probably are taking place at the convention center, right? Where they're just kind of cycling them out as fast as they possibly can.
I know. Could you imagine having a high school grad and also like a 3-year-old, and you're trying to figure out what to do, and you got to park in downtown Raleigh, and you want it to be a family thing, but
convention center is pretty epic, though, to have your graduation.
That is true.
We have Karen with us right now. Karen, welcome to Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. I understand you're a proud mama right now, too. What's on your mind today?
My oldest son graduated from App State in 2005.
Right on.
And went into communication, wanted to be a sports writer.
Okay.
Right on.
So he has worked himself up from various newspapers and is now a sports editor for the Athletic online paper. And he covers now, he's the for PGA.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. So he's probably there on the company dime, loving every moment.
Yes, he is.
That's great.
You are proud. That's sweet.
What's his name? I'll just go hold a hole shouting it until finally I can meet up with him.
Hugh Kellenberger.
Hugh Kellenberger.
So have you been able to connect with your son since he's been in town then, Karen?
He's going to be here Sunday night for a couple days.
Okay.
Gotcha. So he's going to see whoever sinks the final putt to win the U.S. Open, and then he's going to come to Mama's house.
Get some dinner.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, Karen Kellenberger, tell your son Hugh that I'm going to be reaching out to him on Twitter or something, and I'm just going to randomly be like, hey, your mom sent me to get whatever free drinks are going down in the media area.
And she's very proud of you.
And she's very proud of you. I'm just the delivery boy.
Well, Karen, congratulations. Thank you for this fun connection to the U.S. Open this weekend, that your son had this passion. And look at him. He's covering the U.S. Open this weekend. That's amazing.
We are also proud of him.
Good for him.
Yes, he's done great.
We love a good, proud mom call. Karen, thank you for listening. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Have fun and be careful.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, the proud mom looking out for other...
Once a mom, always a mom.
And be careful and make sure you text your mother when you get there safely. Mm-hmm.
Karen's like, call me when you get home, Brian. I need to make sure that you got home okay.
Karen, I will call.
I never remember to do that.
My mom's great. She's like, hey, if she knows I have an event at night, or if I have to drive home at like 8 or 9, one of those, you know,
late night
event. Hey, she's like, you're welcome to call me if you need somebody to talk to on the way
home.
You're
that's... sweet.
Yes.
Your mom is sweet. My mom, since I've been by myself this week, she's like, do you need me to come and stay with you?
Oh.